Hiya, parents. Can I talk to your kids for a minute? You know who I am. It's me, Mickey Mouse. Well, hello, boys and girls, and welcome to Listen With Your Ears Day. Today, DoItAllInTheMall.com is going to give your parents a break. So, go get your favorite pillow, your favorite blanket, and something to drink and a healthy snack. Find your favorite spot, and your parents will play the Listen With Your Ears movie today. Let's Do It Radio does not own any rights to the movie we hear today. We're just having fun and giving our parents a break to shop at DoItAllInTheMall.com. Okay, we're about to start. Close your eyes and use your ears.
Was a boy named Jack, whose father died when Jack was just a baby, leaving nothing but a shack and a tiny patch of land for him and his mother to live on. Jack's mother was strong and proud, but times were hard back then. It seemed no matter how hard she worked, the poorer they got. And I'm sorry to have to tell you, but Jack, he wasn't as much help. Oh, he tried, but he was a lot better at dreaming than he was at doing.
Jack?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you feeding Bessie and the chickens like I told you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good day, Your Majesty. How kind of you to invite me to your court. We're pretending, okay? Now, come on, Bessie. Close your eyes and picture yourself as the queen of all the land. And quit chewing. Queens don't chew cud. Good. Now, what do you see? Your Majesty.
Boy, what did I tell you about playing games when you're supposed to be doing chores?
I did do them, Mama.
Oh, really? Then what are you doing with a bag full of grain?
They weren't hungry.
Listen, Jack, this is no time for your foolish daydreams. We've run out of money for food, so I need you to go to the market to sell something.
Sure, Mama. What do you want me to sell?
Bessie? We don't have any choice. She's the only thing we've got left that's worth anything.
Well, I know, but...
It's the best thing for Bessie, too, Jack. We can barely feed ourselves, much less her. Whatever you get is going to have to last us until fall, you understand? So make sure you don't get cheated.
Don't worry, Mama. I'll sell Bessie and come back with a bag of gold so big you won't even be able to drag it through the door. I know you don't believe me, but our luck's going to change real soon. You just wait and see. And when it does, I'll buy you back and build a whole new house for Mama with a garden and wheat and 20 fruit trees beside it, and a field of corn, and, you know, what we really need is some good luck.
Hey.
Where do you come from?
The same place I'm going when I'm gone. But never mind all that. Where are you headed?
I'm on my way to town. To sell my cow, Bessie. I really don't want to, but my mother and I need the money.
Is that a fact? It just so happens I'm in need of a cow like yours. Now, maybe we can make a deal. Listen.
I
miracle or two right now. From the expression on your face and the gloom around the place, a sad little lad seeking fortune with your beautiful cow. I think I know what you mean. You need a special thing more than luck. You need a helping hand more than chance. You need a magic man to collect your dreams. Until your head is filled like the house you can build.
Think it's really true, I should put my faith and trust in you.
Son, just look into your heart. Magic has its part. More than spells or potions, have respect for your emotions and start.
I think I see what you mean.
It's a special kind of thing. More than luck.
More than luck, I need a helping hand.
More than chance.
More than chance, I need a magic hand.
Collect your dreams until your head is filled like the house you can build. So, what do you say?
I'm interested. Well, how much do you want to offer?
Let's see. A car like this is worth a lot more than just a handful of silver or gold. Don't you think?
Well, I don't know. It depends. What do you have that's worth more than silver or gold?
Well, since I can see you're in serious need of some good fortune, what would you say to 5 magic beans?
Beans? What am I supposed to do? Eat them?
No, my man. These are for planting, not eating. Here, hold out your hand. Their power comes from the earth itself. If you believe in magic, they can bring you and your dear lovely mother more luck and good fortune than you ever dreamed. But of course, if you'd rather keep on stepping.
You promised to take good care of her.
On my word of honor, as a gentleman.
Mama! Mama, Mama! Guess what I got for old Bessie?
I know you got at least a few silver coins, right?
More, and it's better than silver.
You got gold? Bless you. I knew you had some sense. Open your hand and let me see how much you got.
Uh-uh. One more guess, and I'll give you a hint. It's even better than gold.
What could be better than gold?
Oh, I knew you'd be proud of me. Are you feeling better, Mama?
Feeling better? You trade poor Bessie for 5 tiny little beans, and you ask me if I'm feeling better?
But they're magic beans, Mama.
Listen, there's no such thing as magic, Jack. Not for people like us. The sooner you learn that, the better. But because of your foolishness, we're both going to have to get by on even less than before. Now you go to your room and think about what you've done until I tell you you can come out. Understand?
Even louder than the grumbling of his stomach was the strange rumbling and rustling as the last bean took root and started to grow. Jack was so tired he didn't notice a thing until the morning, that is.
Whoa! The beans! They were magic!
Jack had no way of knowing what he would find once he reached the top of that magic beanstalk. But like the old magic man said, he was going to follow wherever the magic led him.
Whoa.
down little crumb snatcher. What do you mean sneaking up and scaring me like that?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't do it on purpose. I was just wondering if you could spare a little something to eat.
Oh, it's breakfast you want, huh? Well, it's breakfast you'll be. I'm not proud of this, but my husband happens to be a man-eating giant.
He eats people?
People? He eats everybody and everything. Plus, he's got a nose that can smell food from a mile away. You think you can outrun a giant? Then if you know what's good for you, you leave this instant and never come back.
But I came a long way, and I'm really hungry. Please, ma'am, can I just have a little crust of bread before I go?
All right. I'll give you some. But if my husband catches you...
Don't worry. If he eats me, I promise you won't hear another peep out of me.
Bob, I smell the blood of an African. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll use his bones to make my bread.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I think I just lost my appetite.
I told you he has a good nose. Make a sound and you stew me, understand?
Bye-bo.
Oh, hush. I heard you the first time.
I believe I smell the blood of an African. A young one.
Don't be ridiculous. What you probably smell are the bones of that Englishman you ate last night.
Oh, yeah. The Englishman. Good eating. A little bland, maybe, but living. This is what it's all about, baby. Living large and in charge. And you know, I went all to the little people. What I call a puddle, they call a lake. What I call a sneeze, they call it a grave. Whatever they got, I'm happy to take. 'Cause I'm the giant, and I'm living large. Castle, I call a shack. What they call a canyon, I call a crack. What I call a rowboat, they call a barge. I'm the giant, I'm living large. My gold. I want to count it while I'm eating.
Maybe if you stay awake this time, you might even finish counting.
I'll give you something to count. Talk to me any old kind of way you want to. Yeah.
Jackie.
With the gold coins Jack took from the giant, he and his mother's money worries were over, at least for a while. But soon enough, the gold ran out, and Jack decided it was time to visit the giant again.
Excuse me, madam.
What do you want?
Well, I was passing by and smelled the delicious aromas from your fine food you're cooking. So...
So you want something to eat? Forget it. Nothing personal, but my husband, he eats little boys like you for snacks.
Well, then you've got nothing to lose. If he catches me, he'll be in a good mood for the rest of the day. But if I leave before he gets home, you won't have to bother with cooking me.
Got a point there, got a point. Well, sit down, boy. Can't very well eat standing up, can you?
The blood of an African. Be alive or be dead.
Would you mind if I hide in your oven?
Bones to make my bread. I smell the blood of a...
What? Liver and onions? Again?
What is with you and this liver and onions?
You said you like liver and onions.
Raw liver and onions. Raw!
How many times do I have to tell you? I want my people cooked and my liver and onions raw.
Picky, picky, picky. Give you cooked, you want raw. Give you raw, you want cooked. That's disgusting.
Not half as disgusting as that meal you cooked. Now bring me my hen. I need something to cheer me up.
Get it yourself. And don't expect me to cook dinner tonight either. Lazy old fool makes me sick. Every time I'm around here, we're cooking something you ain't never had. Get on my nerves.
Pretty hen, do as you're told. Lay me an egg, so lovely and gold.
My golden opportunity.
Jack waited until the giant was fast asleep before he crept out of his hiding place. Jack and his mother's money worries were over for good. That's why a few weeks later, when Jack's mother saw him getting ready to climb the beanstalk again, she did everything she could to talk him out of it.
Jack, I forbid you to go up there again. It's too dangerous.
Don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm a lot smarter than that stupid old giant.
But why do you want to go at all? We have everything we need.
I smell the blood of an African. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll use his bones to make my bread.
I know there's fresh meat in here somewhere. No doubt about it. A little brown boy, perfect for roasting.
Probably that same little boy who was here before. I bet I know exactly where he's hiding to.
This'll teach you not to make a fool of a kind-hearted woman like me.
But don't worry. You still get the steak for dinner. My dinner. I love being a giant.
I want roasted boys coming right up.
How long did you cook them?
Same time I always do. What?
Look what you did.
Me? That big nose of yours is so good. Why couldn't you tell before now that he was burning?
Enough!
Your mouth are giving me heartburn. I need something to settle my stomach.
Where's my magic harp?
Golden harp, so lovely. Hear what I say. A soft, mellow tune. I want you to play. Eat my baby. Yeah, boo.
Smart me, huh?
Well, look who's laughing now.
Fetch your pots and pans, my sweet.
I've caught us a little treat for dinner tonight.
By the way, Fum and African don't rhyme.
I'm gonna get you. Come here. Peasant, you. I swear I'm gonna get you. Come here. I'm gonna get you if it's the last thing I do.
No, sir, boy. All this running is giving me a giant-sized appetite. I'm gonna get you. Now, come here. Come here. Don't look down.
Mama! Mama!
Jack!
The giant, Mama! He's after me! We gotta do something!
I swear I'm gonna get you! Come here! My time has come, and now I'm done!
Son, I'm glad you're back safe and sound. But I want you to promise me you'll never ever do anything like that again.
I promise. If I only did it, it was because you worked so hard, and I wanted to help for a change. I just thought we could use a little magic in our lives.
Son, don't you know that all the riches in the world wouldn't mean a thing to me if I lost you? You're all the magic I need. I knew that it was true when I put my faith and trust in you. From the smile upon your face and the joy around this place, such a glad little lad found the strength inside to pull us through. I think we have what we need. We've got a special kind of feeling. More than luck, we've got a helping hand and dreams.
We found a magic land,
a land inside. And when your heart is filled up the house, you can be
This time, Jack had truly learned his lesson. You see, need is one thing and greed is another. It pays to know the difference, or else what you're chasing ends up chasing you. And because Jack and his mother still had each other, they lived happily ever after. Once upon a time, in a mystical kingdom by the sea, and a famous kingdom it was, for everyone from far and wide came here to sell, or buy, or barter, or trade. You see, in this kingdom, everything had its price. But there is nothing more costly than greed.
One bag of grain is just like the next. I grow my grain with a secret fertilizer formula. Passed down to me by an old Ashanti wise man. This grain has been proven not only to fatten your livestock, but increase their intelligence, clean your house, do the laundry, and...
Tis me pleasure to bring to you now him who reigns over all you see round your ear, the regal voice in the lady's choice, Him Majesty, King Omar.
Your Majesty, like beans? I've got waste beans, prayer beans, worry beans.
I've got a casual weekend nightlife clown that would look great on you. What size do you wear?
Your Majesty, one moment, please, sir. Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, you know, no other miller in the kingdom can match my grain. While my customer name is... Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Your Majesty, trust me. I taught him everything he knows, and he was a poor student. My grain will clear your skin. Not that your royal epidermis needs clearing, sire.
Get your skinny legs out of my way.
The king is leaving.
My grain is better than yours.
Your grain is
you. Your grain can't even clear my... What are you talking about? Get out of the way.
Your Majesty.
Gentlemen, I am not a farmer. I'm a monarch. I have no need for your grain.
Yes, and a marvelous monarch you are, sire. But even a king needs a mate to share his throne. I have a daughter, Jonay. She is the most beautiful woman in the entire kingdom.
Your Majesty, I have three lovely daughters, and each have many talents that would make any one of them an excellent queen. Why, they can even spin straw into a fine fabric that would look most regal on your royal back.
Really? Friar Ferdinand, did you hear that?
Well, my daughter Jonay can spin straw into gold.
She can spin straw into gold?
Well, she hasn't done it in a while. She may need a little time to warm up.
There is nothing more important in the world than gold. I will have your daughter brought to the palace tonight. If she is capable of such a feat, I would like to see it. And for your sake, I hope she's successful.
Oh! What have I done? All I said was that you could spin what you were told.
Father! You're back early. I have your dinner ready in a minute. Hope you don't mind. It's beans and rice again. Well, did you see him?
See who?
The king, of course.
The king? Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him.
Tell me everything. What'd you say?
Well, for a while we spoke of you.
No, really? Of me? The king knows me?
Yes. Matter of fact, he wants to meet you tonight.
I'm going to meet the king tonight? What should I do? What can I wear? What about my nail? What if my hair? Wait a minute. Why does the king want to meet me, Father? What did you say?
I didn't say that much. I just told him that you could make him rich.
Rich? How can I make him rich, Father?
Huh?
Father.
I told him you could spin straw into gold.
You told him that I could spin straw into gold?
I was just talking and it came out of my mouth. You know how...
Can't you take back what you said?
It's too late. I'm sorry, Jeanette. I'm so sorry.
Well, sorry doesn't help this time. Don't you know they'll come for me? I'm in real trouble.
Open the door in the name of King Omar.
So Jeanette was whisked away to the palace and led down a dark and spooky corridor to a room filled with straw. The king turned to her and spoke with an ominous tone.
I am not a man who relishes deception. If this straw is not spun into gold by morning, you and your father will spend the rest of your lives in the deepest dungeon of the palace.
Yes, sire.
Once alone, Jeanette fell to the floor and cried openly into her hands. Suddenly, Jeanette sensed she was not alone.
Who is it? Who's there?
Somebody who cares.
How did you get in here?
The wind in the air. Us friends since old was new. Where they can go, they take I too.
Who are you?
You see me? I have certain powers from time. Ancient Alpha and Omega Science. Mirror magic. I'm an old sea. I may not look so pretty, but the powers I possess are a supernatural wonder. Just put I to the test. I can ride upon the wind, dance upon the sea, turn dust into gold. That's no problem for me. A supernatural wonder. Just put I to the test. A supernatural wonder. I men are the best. I am Yama. We are the best. No lie, no lie. I and I wouldn't like the eye. Here, let me break it down for you. I can disappear in the wink of an eye. Come back again, make the rain fall from sky. Cause when it comes to magic, I men are the king. I'm a supernatural wonder. Just put I to the test. I'm a supernatural wonder. I men are the best. Pretty girl like you, got no cause to feel down. Tell I what it is that makes you frown.
I've got to spin all this straw to gold thread by morning, or the king will imprison me and my father in a palace dungeon for life.
Is that all? Spinning straw to gold is no big thing. Me could do that for you if you give I your ring.
Really? My ring? But it's all I have left of my mother. She gave it to me just before she died. It's not really worth anything. It's got more sentimental value than...
Life's simple questions can be full of strife. Which is more important, the ring or your life? Ah, priceless.
Is there, something wrong?
But one roomful of gold was not enough for this greedy king. He led Jonay down a long corridor and told her she would have to spend still more gold.
Now spin this straw to gold, or you and your father will become very familiar with my deepest dungeon.
Oh, please. Please help me again. The king wants me to spend more gold.
Me been following your situation. What can you give I now for compensation?
The ring was all I had. I had nothing else to give you.
The necklace.
No! It's mine. You can't have it. My father made this for me. It's just a lace with a marble. What value is it to you?
Me only want it because you want it too.
So the little man started spinning again, his wheel whirling late into the night, turning out more of the precious gold thread.
Spin this straw to gold this one last time. If you succeed, I will make you my queen. She may only be a miller's daughter, but I'm sure I could not find a richer wife in all the world.
Me thinking that the wealth her can give you is greater than gold.
Greater than gold? But there is nothing greater than gold. What do you mean by that?
'Tis something that's in your heart.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
You know, the only thing me enjoy better than rhyme is relaxing in me free time.
I'm sorry, but I need you again. This is the last time.
Really now?
Well, I hope it is, but I have nothing else of value to me. But my life.
Us can gain nothing if you waste away and die. But if you live, then you must pay I.
How?
A life for a life.
A life?
The king says him will make you queen?
Yes.
Give I your firstborn, and your slate will be clean.
What? You want my firstborn child? Who knows if that will ever happen? I don't really have a choice, do I?
A few days later, the miller's dream came true when the king married Jonay in a huge and beautiful wedding celebration. Everybody from the entire kingdom and beyond was there.
Your Majesty, do you take Jonay to be your queen, to be respectful of her, and share your throne till death do you part in all that?
I do.
Jonay, do you take King Omar to be your husband, to be respectful of him, and share your throne till death do you part in all that?
I do.
The ring.
A year passed quickly, and in that time, the king and his new queen had a beautiful baby girl. She had big, sparkling, deep brown eyes like her mother, and a smile that melted the king's cold and greedy heart. He now understood what Friar Ferdinand was trying to tell him.
Sire, you wanted to see I?
Friar, I wanted to tell you that you were right. There is a wealth greater than gold.
Remember I?
No! Stay away from us. I'll give you anything you want. You can have all the wealth of the kingdom. Land, gold, anything.
Me saved you 3 times from being a ghost. Now me only want what you want most.
What you come round here for, man? What you bought in the girl for?
Us had a deal. Now her want out of it. Me come for me payment and her has a fit.
A deal?
T'was me who spun the straw to gold. Joe Nay is to pay I the baby she hold.
Is that true?
Yes.
Me know what you are and what you thirst for.
You don't know I.
Take something else instead of the child.
That would make the deal a lie.
What if there was something her wanted as much as the baby?
I've known Jonay since she was poor. There is nothing she ever wanted more.
Yes, there is. I want a chance to keep her. You've taken everything else from me. At least give me a chance to keep my baby.
You're such a fool. You try and you miss. Now watch, I win. You can't touch this. In 3 days, me release me claim. If by then you guess me name.
And so it was that Queen Jonay was faced with the terrible task of either guessing the strange little man's name or losing the very thing she loved most.
I cannot think of another name.
Me think us should tell the king.
No. No, not yet. I don't want him to know that it was a little man that spun that gold and not I. Malcolm.
No.
Maynard.
No.
Matthew.
No.
Marvin.
Definitely not.
Maurice.
No.
Muhammad. Zachary.
No.
Ziggy.
No. Ziggy's got a nice ring to it, though. Still think you know I.
You know, it may not be as bad to talk to him, Majesty, as you think.
So Jonay took Friar Ferdinand's advice and went to the king, telling him everything about the little man. To her surprise, he didn't get angry with her at all. Instead, he smiled, put his arms around her and said,
"We are family now. We will face this together."
Send out the word to all my subjects to have all the scholars and the most learned to come to the palace immediately with a list of the most unusual names that they have ever heard.
I want each of you to comb the countryside and collect any odd names you can. Go separately. You can cover more ground that way. Friar, I want you to...
Yes, me know. Me going to go that way.
Marlon, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Michael, Randy, Jesse.
All the guards' efforts were useless because their lists were ruined by the rain.
Your Majesty, what? We're sorry. We thought...
It's all right.
Who is it?
It's me, sire. Friar Ferdinand.
Where have you been?
Please. It is most important that you and the queen hear this.
Hear what?
Me didn't find any new names. On the way back, me was caught in the thunderstorm. Me was lost. It was dark, wet, and cold. In the distance, me saw a large campfire. How could somebody start a fire in weather like this, me thought. Me made me way toward the flame and saw it was in front of a little wooden shack that the storm skirted round like 'twas protected by magic. Then he came out.
Who? Who came out?
The little man. He started to dance around the flame him burst into the thunderstorm like it were a confidant that would never tell his secret.
What did he say to the storm?
Me just telling you where me coming from.
Me take the child when the morning come. So take this back where you came. Rumpelstiltskin skin is me name.
Is your name Pat?
Me think you already asked I that.
Is it Lou?
Sal, us been over that one too.
Oh, well. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the road through life is ours to choose. It's all part of life's cruel game. Rumpelstiltskin is your name.
The devil told you, woman.
Rumpelstiltskin was furious that he had been outsmarted. He fumed and stomped so hard, the very earth gave way to his anger. Once he went down, he couldn't get back up. So Rumpelstiltskin was swallowed deep into the earth, never to be heard from again. And the king, queen, princes, and the others lived, well, you know, happily ever after.
One of my favorite movies. Now it's time for us to take a potty break. We're going to listen to one song and then get ready for the next movie.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
Mom, are you shopping at doitallinthemall.com? We're going to use our ears and listen to another movie. Hope you're buying something for me.
Once upon a time, a terrible plague swept through all the lands, claiming rich and poor, king and commoner alike. In the little kingdom of Perk, the plague took its beloved queen, leaving the devastated king to raise his daughter, Princess Ebony, alone. Though she was at times a difficult child, she was always dear to her father's heart. He made her the center of his life and of life in his castle. She was indulged in all things, and it showed.
Why is it you can't keep a secret on a farm? I mean, everything you say gets around, you dig?
Surprise me.
All right, here it is. Because the corn, dig it, has ears. You dig? The corn can hear, you know? No hearing aid or nothing, just straight out can hear you. You dig?
Hey now, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Yeah, my hand. Wait a minute, help, help. What happened to my hand?
I ate it.
For today's lesson, we shall conjugate the Latin verb inodiare.
A penny for your thoughts. Or do princesses' thoughts cost a gold piece these days?
I have no thoughts. I'm too bored to think.
And you seem so happy with your new trapdoor.
I wish I had other friends.
If that's what you desire, I shall hire more.
Daddy, I mean ones my own age that I just meet. Like regular kids do.
You remember what happened when you tried to find friends among the village children? It was so difficult for them to remember to always bow and address you as your majesty.
But it was proper of me to demand it. After all, I am a princess.
It's not such an easy life.
Tell me about it.
I promised a reward for your thoughts. And as always, I am true to my word.
A reward? What kind of reward? It's cool here. And I can smell water. We're by the stream, right?
See for yourself.
A nugget court.
There is, of course, the matter of proper equipment.
Your Highness, your nugget stick.
Face it, ladies and gentlemen, the man's a genius.
And your nugget ball.
A golden nugget ball?
That has been in my family for generations. My father's father gave it to my father. My father gave it to me. Now, I give it to you.
Beautiful.
As befits a princess.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. I'll treasure it. Always.
J.J., my main toad. Nice shot. Two thumbs up.
Branford, we're frogs. We don't have thumbs.
Yo, Jay, what eats salads and croaks?
Vegetarian frog.
Check it out. Now that is one very green frog. Just goes to show you, y'all what you eat.
Looks like he could use some meat on his bones. We should invite him over. Eat some flies with the fellas.
Eat flies? You.
Jay, did that finicky frog just flout our favorite fare?
Perhaps he'd prefer to graze in the grass with the cows.
In grass?
Indeed. You have beaten the pants off me once again. Oh, how do you do it, Majesty?
The answer to that question was easy.
You have to let her win.
Well, she's the princess. It's my job.
Yeah, but we can take her. Yeah, look, it's 2-1.
Next.
Okay, go ahead, ignore me.
What can I say, Your Majesty? You win.
Gee, what a surprise.
Oh, you can say that again.
Although Princess Ebony loved to win, winning all the time soon became boring. Something was missing, and she did not know what it was until...
Ready. You want to do that?
Look, I really don't like to brag, Your Highness, but in my day I was quite the nugget knocker.
Jester, I want you to play for real. Go all out. Really try to beat me.
But, Princess, don't you want to win?
I want to be challenged. Do you understand?
Okay, whatever you say. You're the princess.
Set. Nugget.
Run. Oh, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, I don't understand. I did what you wanted. You said you wanted to be challenged, so I challenged you.
Just be quiet and play, okay?
Hey, okay, like I said, you're the princess.
Set. Nugget. Ow!
Hey, look at her. She's cheating.
My ball.
No.
not the well.
My ball! My golden ball!
Your Majesty, I...
Isn't somebody going in after it?
It's just not possible, Your Majesty. Even if a man could squeeze down the well, there's no telling how deep the water is. I'm sorry.
Leave me alone! My ball! My golden ball.
Don't cry.
Who speaks?
I do.
Where are you?
Over here. The short, green, clammy guy with the legs jacked up under his body. That's me.
So leave me alone, frog.
I can get your ball for you.
You?
Princess, I will fetch your ball. But there is something I wish in return.
If you can get my ball, I'll give you anything I have. My pearls and jewels.
Princess?
My crown.
Princess?
Fly paper?
Princess, all I want is to be your friend.
You want to be my friend?
Yes. If you will love me and let me be your companion, if you let me sit at your table and eat from your plate and sleep on your pillow, I promise I won't drool.
That's it? You just want to be my friend?
Do you promise?
Yes, of course. I promise. You and I will be like this.
I promise you your ball, and on my word as a frog, you shall have it.
Someday soon, maybe even tomorrow, a princess.
princess, is it? This puddle of sorrow. And when she comes...
Oh, green and pudgy. Warm bucket slime. Gonna leave this marsh life and have a real good time. Puddle of sorrow. Check this out. I'm gonna bug out of here. Gonna bug right out of here. Gonna slide directly out of this homemade mess. Silly alligator.
I don't know what came over me.
Someday soon, my princess will come. From this lonely old pond, I'll be free. These muddy brown streams, so far from my dreams, will become just a sad memory.
But the Frog Prince's joy was to be short-lived. Days went by. And Princess Ebony did not return. Her promise to the frog was apparently quickly forgotten.
You may open your eyes.
Oh, pony!
You've made her very, very happy, sire. For the moment.
Rock, Reed, Rock, Fly.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. Rock, Reed, Rock, skip twice across the water. Rock, Fly.
She's never coming back. Princess.
What are you doing here?
Have you forgotten something? Like a promise you made to someone? Someone like me?
My promise? You didn't really expect me to keep it.
As I kept my word to you, I expect likewise from you.
I order you to leave this instant, or I will summon the guards. Or better yet, the cook.
What promise is she talking about?
Father!
What promise?
The promise she made to me when I retrieved her golden ball from the bottom of the well.
Father, I can explain.
Exactly. What did my daughter promise you?
Well, to be my friend and companion, to let me sit at her table, to eat from her plate, and sleep on a pillow. But I promised I wouldn't drool. I told her that.
Is this true?
Yes, Father.
Then you must keep your word. A promise given must be a promise kept. The frog will be your companion in all things.
Father, why are you doing this to me?
I fear I have confused love with indulgence.
I don't understand.
You are spoiled and self-centered, and I must undo what I have done before it is too late.
Oh, come on now. I won't be as bad as all that. I will be a good companion and a true and loving friend. Princess, I wish to ride in your pocket.
How dare you give orders to me? Frog.
Oh.
guys are talented. You guys are great. That was funny. That was great, guys. That when you see him flip, he did the thing. You want to see it again?
I'd rather have all my teeth pulled one by one.
Oh. I thought you were having fun, too.
Daughter, aren't you going to eat?
I'm not hungry. Leave me alone.
I know. Maybe if we just try harder, tomorrow will be better.
Would you just bug off, Bug Eyes?
Princess, please don't cry.
Go away.
But I just want to be your friend.
Is there no peace from you? You disgusting thing. Leave me alone.
What is happening here?
Oh, Daddy! I'm so sorry!
Ebony? Ebony?
He just wanted to be my friend. How did I become so horrible?
And right before their eyes, the little frog transformed into the handsome Prince Ozly.
Ebony. Dragonfly. An evil witch cast a spell on me, but dear Ebony's kiss has broken that spell. She has returned my form to its true self.
Who are you?
Your friend, my princess, if you will have me.
No. It is I who must beg you to have me.
Then say no more, for it is done. Come on, don't be like that, dragonfly. You will always be my friend, too.
And as the years passed, the friendship between the princess and the prince grew stronger and deeper. In time, they vowed to be together forever. And for the little kingdom of Perk, life became joyous once again. And they all lived happily ever after. there were two children named Hansolito and Gretelita, who were very poor and had very little to eat. Often, like children everywhere, they would get distracted while doing their chores and begin to play noisy, childish games.
Yeah! Hooray, Gretelita!
I win! I win!
For your prize, you get a dozen sweet, delicious peppermint sticks.
Peppermint sticks! Peppermint sticks!
Plus two dozen cinnamon.
Isn't it bad enough with starving without your having to remind me with your mention of scrumptious and delicious sweets?
Yes, Mother.
Don't call me that.
Yes, Stepmother.
Don't call me that either. Call me Mrs. Hernandez de la Torre de Balboa.
Yes, Mrs. Herdel.
Just because for the last 7 or 8 generations, my family has been temporarily impoverished. Don't forget, I can date my lineage back to the third voyage of Columbus on the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yes, Miss Pinta de la Maria.
Ugh, what dummies. I'd send you to bed without supper, except we don't have any food to have supper. Oh, curses on the day I married your penniless broom salesman of a father. I thought he had said he was a tomb salesman. And with everyone around here dying of hunger, I thought we'd be rich, rich, rich!
Yes, I know it's only a crust of day-old bread, but we should be grateful for that. I mean, some people have even less.
Some people have less mouths to feed.
What's that, my dear Dolores?
Nothing, my darling Alberto. And to my cousin Esperanza. I leave my woolen shawl and my good shoes.
And to my sister Lulu, I leave my green and purple feather boa. The one I wore that night I went dancing and they played that lovely bolero. Oh, how did it go? Ah, la 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 la.
What? What? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you? I'm making my will, dear husband.
It's clear that we're all going to starve to death. At least if I go first, there will be one less mouth to feed.
Oh, nonsense. We're not going to die. Things will get better soon. Something will come along to save us.
I know what we could do, my darling husband. I know how we could have 2 less mouths to feed. Tomorrow morning, we'll take the children deep into the forest and leave them there.
To be devoured by the wild beasts of the forest?
Of course not. Those children are so intelligent, industrious, and resourceful. They'll find food and shelter in no time.
Never! These children are the dearest things to me. If we are to starve, we'll starve together.
Whatever you say, husband. All right, then. I have to do everything around here. Tomorrow morning, when he's off with his brooms, I'll take the children deep into the forest. After all, why should the wild beasts of the forest starve as well?
Did you hear that, Hansolito? We're going to be devoured by the wild beasts of the forest.
No, we won't. I have a plan.
Lots of pesos today and come back with many delicious things to eat.
Get up, you puppies. Will you sleep till noon? Your father left clear instructions that we're to go into the forest to gather sticks of wood so he can make more brooms. So, hop to it. Get dressed. And be sure to wash behind your ears, like the ladies and gentlemen of high society do. We don't have a pigeon. That's the sun shining on the roof of the bohio. And if we had a pigeon, we would have eaten it long ago. This will do. Now, we'll get more work done if we separate. I'll go this way. You go that way. We'll meet right here at the end of the day. To work now, there's nothing to be afraid of. Except for the quicksand, the crocodiles, and the hyenas.
What do we do now, Hanselito? You said I shouldn't worry.
All we have to do is wait for the moon to come out and... Look! See? The pebbles that I dropped on the way here are shining in the dark. By following them, we can find our way back home.
Hey, where could they be? They must be lost in the forest.
Those disobedient children. I told them not to wander off. I told them to be home by sundown. I told them to wash behind their ears.
If something should happen to them, I'd no sabe.
Poor Alberto. Don't worry. We'll have other children. Someday.
I'll go into the forest. I'll find them if it's the last thing I ever do.
Papi! Papi! Papi!
Angelito!
So the stepmother's plan to get rid of the children was foiled by Hanselito's cleverness. So soon, the wicked Mrs. Hernandez de la Bal, de la Bill, well, you know, her, tried again.
Sleep tight, my little cutesy-pootsies, because it's the last night you'll spend in your cozy bed. Tomorrow, I'll take you even further away from our bohio, so you'll never find your way back.
Angelito, it's time for your pebble trick again.
You're right. Come on now, it's late. I thought your father would never leave what was looking at your sleeping faces and promising to bring you back delicious things to eat. Here's what there is to eat, and don't eat it all at once. We've been walking for hours.
The forest sure is big.
All right, this will do. I better get going, or I'm not going to find my way back to... that is, I better start working. We'll separate and meet here at the end of the day. Ta!
Hi, there you are. And the children?
What children? I mean, aren't they here?
No, and it's dark already. They might have wandered into the forest just like before.
Well, they came back before. I'm sure they will again, and when they do, you'll have to give them a good talking to.
The breadcrumbs I dropped won't glimmer in the moonlight. We'll have to wait till morning.
Till morning?
Gretelita, wake up. It's morning.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Come on, we've got to start looking for my breadcrumbs.
Look, toady birds. They want something to eat.
Be careful, Gretelita. Toady birds are tricksters and can't be trusted.
I'm sorry, toady birds. We don't have any food to give you. All the bread we had, we dropped on the ground on the way here so we could find our way home.
They're eating our breadcrumbs. Get away! Get away!
Can't wait anymore. I have to go after them.
You have to go to work. Otherwise, we won't even have enough for some more of that moldy bread.
I don't care. Those children are everything I care for in this world.
What am I, Chaprijoles?
Well, how can we find our way home without the breadcrumbs? Look! A river!
If we cross it, we can find a shortcut back home.
Uh-oh. But we have to be very careful. There's quicksand all over here. If we step in it, it'll swallow us up and no one will ever see us again.
There's crocodiles! Watch out, Carlita! Run! 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 Run!
Is it really?
It is!
Aha! Que papa, que papa! Somebody's nibbling on my kappa.
What was that?
Must be our stomachs rumbling.
Que papa, somebody's eating up my kappa. Ay, 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 I've heard of Mikasa is a full casa, but this is ridiculous.
It's just that,
we were hungry.
Me tiendes, I understand. When I'm hungry for some dainty little morsels, I can never deny myself. Ay, qué lindo, niños. Eyes that sparkle like little diamonds. Not that a humble widow like myself has ever seen a diamond. No, my only possession is this little house. Or what's left of it.
We'll be glad to work for everything we ate.
And what could little niños like you be good for? I wonder.
Well, we used to help her father make brooms.
Brooms? Did you say broom? Ooh, I love brooms. Come in, come in. Vente, vente, niño. I'll be so happy to brighten up your little bellies. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Susana from Havana. Perhaps you've heard of my sister, Nina from Argentina. Or maybe my brother, Chico, from Puerto Rico. No? Oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive my merry mood. There's nothing that brings a smile to my own face like the thought of having children for dinner.
Ancelito! Cretelita!
Ay, mi pobres niños. Probably must be suffering.
You must excuse me. A good hostess would have served a meat dish or a fish, perhaps a vegetable or two, but not Susanna from Havana.
Oh, this is very delicious, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And now, Miss Nino, a surprise. To aid in your digestion and make you want to eat all the more, I offer you a musical entertainment. Uh-huh. How would you like that, huh?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Garbanzo beans! Though, of course, no ordinary ones.
These are magical little cabins of wings. Most self-respecting widows would be without them. Presenting Suzanne's teeny tiny Roomba band with star soloist Ricky Galvanzo.
Like a witch. Is it real or my guilty conscience?
My husband! Where are you? I'm all alone! I'm scared!
Breakfast! Food pies and cream puffs, lady fingers and beer claws. Make sure he eats it all, kid, or you'll be sorry.
Oh, Hanselito.
Don't cry, Gretelita. The witch won't eat me until I get fat. So, I won't get fat. I won't eat a bite of what she feeds me. And when she asks to feel my arm, I'll let her feel this thick. We'll be all right, Gretelita. Trust me.
Every morning for many days, the witch would ask to feel the boy's arm. The boy would put a stick inside his sleeve and offer it to the witch to feel. The witch was easily fooled, since witches have poor eyesight, probably because of their very unhealthy diets.
Ancelito, Gretelita.
And the stepmother, too afraid to return to her little hut, was about to come dangerously close to the river.
Oh, I'd best be careful. These waters are full of crocodiles, which could eat me up in one gulp. Oh, I hope they ate those stupid children.
Niño, vente, ven aquí. Your arm, por favor.
What? What's wrong with you? You have no manners? Don't you know that it's impolite not to get fun? Well, I am tired of waiting. I am going to eat you today, shopping or not.
Oh, please, Miss Susanna, wait one more day. I'll get fat, okay? I promise.
Yes, please. Wait till tomorrow. You'll be real fat tomorrow.
Too late. I'm leaving tonight for Wichita. Today is the day, so let's heat up the oven.
I won't let her. I won't. She'll never eat my brother.
Well, eat the oven, huh?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is there a fire raging inside or what?
How can you tell?
How can you tell? How can you tell? Ay, Dios mío, qué estúpida niña. Listen, why all you have to do is look inside. Mira, ay, Dios. Mira, ven, ven, ven. Stick your head in it like this.
Hanselito, Hanselito.
Gretelita, you saved me.
There's nothing to fear now. The witch is dead.
Quick, come on.
Children were reunited with their kindly father. Soon their adventure in the gingerbread house became known far and wide, and because of that, the father's brooms became so popular that the family never lacked for food again, and they all lived happily ever after.
I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next Saturday right here at blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. and ask your parents to shop at doitallinthemall.com to help support our community.